What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Joining me now is a man who's never seen a championship in his lifetime for any of his favorite teams. We're talking about the Jets, the Mets, the Nets, and he is the president of the Hating Coalition and also the host of co-host with Evan and Tiki. And that's Evan Roberts. What's going on, Evan?
Just remember, my agent guaranteed me you're not going to make me talk about the freaking Knicks today, right?
Oh, we're going to roll into it, but let me start with this, Evan. What is the status of the coalition right now?
Listen, you know what it's like. You're a Met fan. A victory is the team you hate not winning a championship. So here's what I know. The Knicks need to get 8 more. All I need is 4 more. You smell what I'm cooking?
Yeah. The math is on your side right now. Yes, I know.
The math is still on my side. Now, I don't like being in this position. Mm-hmm. It has been a very long time since I've been in this position where this team is this close to a championship. And I admit, there's a very small part of me that's genuinely happy for the diehard Knicks fan. They've seen a lot of garbage over the last 25 years, but so have I. Wait. And all I need is 4 more, baby.
Wait, hold on a second. Did you just say you're happy for the diehard Knicks fan who's seen nothing but crap the last 2.5 decades?
There is a very small part of me that, yes, feels good for them. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm sure you would say the same thing even about teams you don't like, that there are certain fans that you feel happy for. There are certain Knicks fans I feel happy for. You may not be one of them, bro, but there are some I feel good for.
Wait, what did I do to you?
What have you done? Yeah, you haven't done anything necessarily, but there are certain Knicks fans that are just, arrogant and obnoxious. You may qualify as one. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, no, Evan, I can admit it. I'm an obnoxious Knicks fan, but have you heard the rosters I've been reading? I've been reading the rosters since the last time the Knicks made the conference finals. I mean, we have every right to act like we won the championship last night.
Yes. No, that's the reason why there's a small part of me that feels good for you people. Because as a New Yorker, we have multiple teams in every sport. I understand the pain. I have a different kind of pain, but I get it. So from that standpoint, I am very happy for you. Now, would I climb lampposts when I advance to the conference finals? Not really, but I definitely understand the excitement, and genuinely, I am happy for some Knicks fans.
Listen, if I was those people's ages that were out there last night, I'm not climbing on scoreboards, I'm not climbing on lampposts or nothing like that, considering what happened to the guy in Philadelphia. No thank you, I'm not doing any of that stuff. But I'm happy for the Knicks fan that's never seen any of this. It's about damn time you get to see this. There's nothing like the New York Knicks being good. I don't care about the Yankees and the Mets, Jets, Giants, Rangers, Islanders, Devils. Nothing matches the energy of New York City when the Knicks are relevant.
Sure, whatever you say.
Oh, come on, Ev! Come on!
What the hell do you want me to say? Yes, everybody's very excited. Good, good, good for them, okay?
No, seriously, what's the status of the coalition, though? How have the text messages been during this run?
We're panicked. We're very panicked. All of us Nick haters are very concerned because for the first time in a very long time, probably the first time in 25 years, we see a pathway to a New York Knicks championship. And that's coming from the side that doesn't like you. We see it. Tomorrow is a very big day for the coalition. We will be rooting passionately for our Oklahoma City Thunder because all insurance policies need to be taken care of. And the Thunder defeating the Nuggets and securing the possibility that the Knicks won't have home court advantage in a potential NBA Finals is very important. So we're worried. Just think about it. As giddy as you guys are and should be, that's how worried we are because living in a world where the New York Knicks win an NBA championship, oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's a scary world. I'd like to quote Jaylen Brown. He's a wise man.
Oh, God.
Jaylen Brown said, quote, "Losing to the Knicks is like death." No one has ever explained my feelings and the coalition's feelings towards the Knicks better than Jaylen Brown. Yes, Jaylen, it was like death on Friday. Correct, sir.
Put it on a t-shirt, baby. Put it on a t-shirt. Now, let's get serious for a second about the series. What are your thoughts on the series, and how do you think it plays out?
I don't know because there's a part of me that kind of looks at what Indiana did against Cleveland. And Cleveland was banged up. Not that anyone wants to hear it because injuries are a part of the sport. It's what did you guys in last year. And I just wonder, was the whole Cleveland facade this year, like, was it even real? Like, what the Pacers accomplished, like, what does it mean? You guys beat the defending champs. And I don't want to hear about Jason Tatum's injury because, quite frankly, you guys were up 3-1
yep.
when Tatum went down. You guys were winning that game. It's not as if that result would have been different if Tatum didn't go down. So I'm still kind of iffy on the Pacers, man. With their performance in the Eastern Conference Finals last year was so beyond pathetic against Boston that I have a tough time trusting them, but they're an incredibly balanced team. And my initial gut is that this is going to be a long series that you guys win. That's my initial gut, but I do want to give it a little bit more time. And I do want to watch some more highlights of the Pacers throughout this season to kind of like see if I can convince myself that they'll win this thing in seven. But my initial gut is long series that you guys take.
Now, dream coalition scenario versus the Pacers. What is it?
Lose game one because, you know, Knicks history. The New York Knicks have never won a best of seven in which they've lost a game one in their own building, including that series that you guys played the highlights of back in 2013 against Indiana. I think it was like a Sunday afternoon against Indiana, game one. Pacers stole it. You know, we saw it with Miami a couple of years ago. We see that. That is the ultimate key because New York Knicks history tells you if they lose a game one in their own building, while they may end up losing in six, the New York Knicks will not advance. So it's going to be very, very important what we see Wednesday night. Thing about the Knicks this season is that they're tough to trust consistently, but they always respond. What they did in game six was the ultimate response. And they've been doing that throughout the postseason. Think about what happened in the Detroit series, with the way you guys lost game five and responded in game six. They have responded at every turn.
I believe I was at that game that you're talking about, game one. It was J.R. Smith was at Greenhouse the night before. There's a picture that circulated with him sipping on a bottle of champagne. He shot 4-for-17, I believe, that game. And that is the reason why I hate afternoon playoff games.
Yes, and that was the key because it was a Sunday afternoon. So God knows what these guys were doing Saturday. But I read a story actually a couple hours ago about how the Knicks celebrated their victory the other night. How they were out at this exclusive party that Russell Wilson needed to go to, which is just, I mean, give me a freaking break.
Evan, I don't mean to cut you off, but enough of Russell Wilson at these events. I can't stand. He's done nothing to be a relevant figure in New York.
Russell Wilson will have been to more Knicks playoff games than Giants starts he will make in his NFL career with the New York Giants. Like that number, that's an easy one. That he will spend more time, you know, showing himself off in a Giants jacket. He's wearing a freaking Giants jacket. Like,
yeah,
how tacky is that as a professional athlete?
From
like,
Baby
let me
Gap.
Remind you what team I play for.
Yeah, he bought it at Baby Gap. That jacket could be small enough on him. But, you know, the coalition, I know you guys are reeling right now when it comes to this.
Yeah.
I know you guys are hurting with the number 8 pick in the draft. And I'm sorry that it didn't go your way in the draft.
Yeah, you're sorry.
Yeah, no, I really am. I really feel bad for you guys. Okay. All nine of you. I really, really do. But
12.
12. Oh, it's expanded. Nice.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we got 12 fans.
Okay. But I picked the Knicks in 7 to beat the Pacers. And it's going to be a tough series. The Pacers have had their road last year and this year, and it's good for them. You need luck on your side. A lot of injuries, the teams they played in the playoffs the last two seasons.
Well, but that's a – I mean, you're whining about that? I mean, you guys just took advantage of a team that was injured too.
3-1,
like,
F, 3-1. Sports.
No, I don't even just mean that. I mean the fact that – look, you guys probably have injuries that no one's talking about too. But Jaylen Brown played with a torn meniscus. Kristaps Porzingis has God knows what's going on with him. Like, that's a part of sports. And I'm not making an excuse for why the Knicks beat the Celtics. I'm just countering your whole thing about, wow, they beating all these teams that have been banged up with injuries. Like, that's just a part of the NBA playoffs. By the time we get here to mid-May, everybody's banged up. Like, the bad taste in my mouth I have about Indiana is that just garbage performance they had against Boston in the conference finals last year after they took advantage of your injuries. But we can't minimize, like, well, who have they beaten? I mean, look, injuries are part of the freaking sport. They just are. Like, come on.
No, you need luck on your side. I'm saying they've had an easy path, but they had luck on their side. You need luck along the way. People get injured. People get hurt. Good for them. If I was a fan of the team, I don't give a rat's ass who's on the other team as long as my team wins.
Agree. It doesn't matter. I mean, you feel bad when a guy gets hurt. Like, I felt bad when Jason Tatum got hurt, obviously, especially because of how severe it is. Mm-hmm. A torn Achilles is going to miss next year, but you got to take advantage of what's in front of you. And there, look, what I don't want to hear is if you guys have injuries, like, no one's going to make that excuse either, just like last year. It's a part of the story, man.
No, I totally agree with that. The Knicks, I remember the Celtics-Pacers series, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the last two games, Halliburton was hurt, but I think the score differential in all those games was like 13 points in 4 losses.
Yeah, they blew opportunities early, if memory serves correct. I think they had one of the early games like 1 and they completely collapsed, kind of the opposite of what they did against Cleveland last week when they were dead to rights in that game too. That game too was one of the biggest collapses you'll ever see. Cleveland couldn't even get the ball in the front court in the final minute of the game. It was unbelievable to watch. And I was starting to get convinced that Kenny had fixed the softness of the Cleveland Cavaliers and that what they did in the regular season was legit. And boy, oh boy, was I wrong. My God, what a stinker performance they put together.
My whole point about the Cavaliers this year, and good for them, they went balls to the wall when it came to the season. They wanted to prove that they belong. And good for them. My only thing with the Cavs was their history. They're never healthy in the playoffs, whether it's Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. One of them or multiple players always goes down. And come the playoffs, it always happens, and it happened again this season.
And think about this, and here's what's so freaking crazy. They tried to be conservative. They tried to sit guys. They tried to have minute restrictions. They tried to be so careful to keep guys healthy. And it's a reminder that nothing actually is 100% effective. You know, on the other hand, you got Tom Thibodeau basically running his guys into the ground. And meanwhile, everybody's healthy. And, you know, Tiki's made this point for a while that maybe him playing his guys such big minutes keeps them in better shape as the season goes on in the fourth quarter of games, and the evidence is there that may be the case. So here you have Cleveland, who had such a great regular season and kind of cruised to the one seed, trying to be careful to keep their guys healthy, and obviously it didn't work, because look what ended up happening by the time their season concluded.
Now, I am pumped up for the series, obviously, and I think the Knicks legit have a legit shot to win an NBA championship. The matchup I would love to see, and I know I might be jumping the gun, but I don't really give a rat's ass. I don't believe in all that touch the money nonsense. Is I want to see Knicks Timberwolves because of the drama that will unfold in the series, before the series, during the series. Randall, Dante DiVincenzo, Karl-Anthony Towns. Your thoughts?
Like, what do I want to see? Is that your question? Like, what if it was up to me, I'm like a god of basketball?
No, the most intriguing NBA final matchup would be what?
I mean, look, I understand the appeal of Minnesota-New York. I think that really only appeals to Timberwolves fans and Knicks fans, quite frankly. Like, I don't think the national audience really cares about Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo coming back to Madison Square Garden. Even the same with Kat. Like, Kat's a tremendous player and all, but I don't think he's like this national megastar. So for this city, yes, I agree with you. For Knicks fans, I agree with you. I think there would be a lot of intrigue in seeing the Timberwolves. Nationally, I don't think people care, but I don't think it's going to happen, quite frankly. Like, I think the winner of tomorrow afternoon's Game 7 between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Denver Nuggets, that's who's representing the Western Conference. And I still think it's the Thunder, because OKC needed their white knuckles moment. Kind of hear about that in the NCAA tournament. You need that little scare early on. Mm-hmm. They're being tested by not the defending world champions, but a team that's won a world championship. And I think once they overcome this tomorrow afternoon, which I think they will, I think they're going to smoke the Timberwolves, by the way. I think once they take care of Denver, they're done in five. And I think that'll be the team you're waiting for. And, you know, if you ask me what's most appealing, that's what's most appealing, because the Thunder were not just the best team in the NBA this year. They were historically good. Mm. Like, when you look at point differential, when you look at everything. Now, I know they may not have the household names to the casual fan, but to me, that's the most appealing because, quite frankly, you and all you Knicks fans, go beat the best. You beat the Celtics, which they're the defending world champions. Cool. Mm. Now go beat the team that put together a historic regular season. So for my money, that would be the most appealing thing to me. Plus, you wouldn't get a Game 7 in your own building.
We got to beat the Pacers first. I took Denver in 7, but with Aaron Gordon going, I know he's got a hamstring injury. I don't know. I think he's questionable. I don't see them beating OKC tomorrow.
I also don't think, like, if Gordon plays, because he hasn't been ruled out yet, if I'm not mistaken.
It's questionable.
How effective can he be? Mm. Especially if this is a severe hamstring issue. And I think that's, Aaron Gordon's been such an X factor for them over the last couple of years. I think it's a monstrous blow. And I just also think the Thunder are going to respond to this challenge. But this is all your fault. You're the one who has now spent 3 minutes with me discussing NBA finals. Meanwhile, you got to deal with the Indiana Pacers. No. This is what's wrong with Knicks fans.
No, I asked you a question. And I feel bad for Aaron Gordon because, you know, he lost his brother. His two nephews have been coming to the games. And for Game 7, there's anybody who deserves to be on that floor. What he's gone through, it's Aaron Gordon. And
100%.
I feel bad for him that this is happening.
100%. He's a good guy. He's one of those final pieces I wanted for the Nets about 3 years ago, and they never pulled the trigger. So he's always the guy I wanted. And also, oddly, looks like Aaron Judge. Aaron Gordon, Aaron Judge. Very, very. Now, Gordon's grown his hair out, so it's kind of changed things.
Yeah.
But if you look at their faces, identical twins.
And Aaron Gordon also has a championship and showed up in the finals, unlike Aaron Judge. And speaking of Aaron Judge.
Look at you.
Speaking of Aaron Judge, did you see him today? Is he in postseason form or what?
Well, I tell you, listen, I'm a Mets fan like you, but you're hot stuff. the guy's hitting .410, and we're going to crap on him because Edwin Diaz struck him out with two outs and nobody on in the ninth inning, and somehow Met pitching held him to 0-for-5. It's like his first bad game of the season, and we're really going to crap on him, Al. Is that really what you want
to
do?
I have to do. Tyler McGill struck him out, I believe. Griffin Canning struck him out as well. Edwin Diaz with a high smoke. I mean, come on, Ev.
What does that mean? You think this is a sign of this is postseason Aaron Judge because the Mets are playing the Yankees in the middle of May? Is that honestly what you think?
Pressure. It's the pressure.
Look, I love Mets Yankees. I actually hate Mets Yankees, but I love Mets Yankees, if that makes any sense. Like
I'm the same way.
The games are overrated, but once they're happening, I'm very into it. Like, my stomach will move as if it's a playoff game because I don't want to lose to the Yankees, like any Met fan. And I think vice versa. I think most Yankee fans would admit that. So while these games are big and they matter, even though they don't matter, do not make the mistake, because you're doing it. Other Met fans are going to do it. Don't make the mistake of saying, see, Aaron Judge took an offer on a Saturday afternoon, and that's a sign of October. He could easily go 4-for-4 tomorrow night and hit two home runs on Sunday Night Baseball. It would be just as stupid to claim that means he's clutch in October. Guess what? It's not October. It's the middle of May, and there's nothing Aaron Judge can do, good or bad, that's going to change the fact that come October, he better put the big boy pants on.
Yep.
I mean, that's just the reality. And it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Like, I'm defending him now against you, but I would also, after a 4-for-4, say, well, this doesn't mean anything about October 10th. And unfortunately for Aaron, there's nothing you could do about it until you get to the playoffs. But what he's doing this season is insanity. Like, he has put together one of the greatest 162-game stretches we have ever seen. I gave Carlos Mendoza really bad advice because I told him never face him.
Oh, I heard you.
Face him in this series.
Uh-huh.
And luckily, Mendy's ignored me because the Mets have attacked him. And so far, we'll see about Sunday night, so far, it has worked.
Now, I know you were at the stadium last night and the Knick game was going on at the same time. What was the atmosphere? How was it? Was there a lot of cheering going on? There should have been cheering, nothing happening in the baseball game because the Knicks are doing something. Like, how was the atmosphere last night?
So it was interesting. I put my tablet on and I was watching the Knicks game, and at halftime I had to turn it off. I was so disgusted by what I was watching. It was clearly over. So my understanding is, like, when I was in the Stadium Bowl, I don't really know how much people knew about the Knicks game. Like, the Yankee Stadium scoreboard operators did put up the score at halftime and people cheered. But apparently Sean told me Morash was there. He went back to get some Mr. Softy ice cream for me. Very nice gesture. And they have a bar back there, and the Knicks game was on at the bar, and a lot of people were back at the bar watching the Knicks game, which leads me to the question, why are you going to Mets-Yankees if you're simply going to be at a bar watching the Knicks game?
100%.
So, yeah, when they put the score up, people cheered, but quite frankly, I mean, how big of a Knicks fan are you if you're sitting at Yankee Stadium for Mets-Yankees on a Friday night? I'll tell you right now, and I've had this experience, so this is not something I'm talking hypothetically. When the Nets have had playoff games go up against the Subway Series, I am nowhere near Citi Field or Yankee Stadium. And in the past, I've been, whether it's in Brooklyn or New Jersey or just in front of my TV, I ain't going to be at a baseball game while my team's playing a playoff game. So for all those Knicks fans that showed up to Yankee Stadium, I'm not saying you're not a Knicks fan. You probably are. But, I mean, how passionate are you really?
Well, I have a dilemma, Ev.
Go.
Because Friday, Chris from Manhattan, one of the listeners, taking me to the Met-Dodgers game. Game two is Knicks-Pacers Friday night.
Yes.
I don't want to cancel on Chris, but I don't want to miss game two. Madison Square Garden, it's the playoffs. I don't know what to do.
It's very simple. It's very, very simple. You're in a good spot. Sal was in this spot, too, if he wanted to take advantage of it. He chose not to. Your friend Chris, he has a hot ticket on his hand. Like, Mets Dodgers is a hot ticket. So if you say to him, look, I want to go to the Knicks game or I want to watch the Knicks game, he could easily turn that gift he was giving you into a nice little profit, because Mets Dodgers is a hot ticket, whether it's for Met fans or for those fraud Californians that are going to fly in for Memorial Day weekend. So you'd actually be doing Chris a favor by saying, hey, go make some money off my ticket. I want to go watch the Knicks lose game two to the Pacers.
Wait, next weekend's Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, well, what planet are you on, bro?
I could have sworn it was the... Oh, man, I'm so lost. Wow. Oh, my God. So you're saying to me, let him know. Chris from Manhattan, he calls your show all the time. Great guy. He planned this a while ago. And then I realized when the schedule came out, I'm like, oh, crap.
You know what you got to do also, Al? I had this conversation with Spike Eskin. It did not go very well. It was off air, unlike the opening day conversation. He came to me about 2 months before the NFL draft, last year when he was still here, our former program director. And he said, hey, Evan, can you do an NFL draft? Like, we're going to do an NFL draft show, right? We're going to have all the personalities there. Can you show up? Mm. And I looked at him and said, I'd be more than happy to show up, but there's a condition. And he said, well, what's the condition? I said, as long as the Brooklyn Nets aren't playing a playoff game. And he got very upset with me. Like, what does that mean? Mm. I said, what does that mean? It means I'm not going to an NFL draft show. It means I'm going to watch the Brooklyn Nets playoff game. And we got into a big fight about it. And then guess what? Not that the Nets got eliminated. I know that's what you hope the answer would be. The Nets didn't play that night. It turned out to be, oh, happy coincidence, no problem. I'll be at the draft show. What you need to tell people, Al, and this just proves you never had faith in the Knicks. That's all it proves. Proves you're a fraud. What you should have said to Chris a month ago, 2 months ago, whenever he said, hey, Mets Dodgers out, let's hang out. You should have said, I would love to, but I just want to be honest. Card subject to change. If the Knicks are playing a playoff game, respectfully, I'm out. So if you want to make sure someone can 100% go, I can't be your guy because I expect a deep Knicks playoff run and there's a chance they're playing. So you not doing that proves you never believed in this team and you're a fraud.
Oh, come on. I mean, what were the odds that out of all the days in the week, this was going to happen? I wasn't expecting it. Maybe a Saturday playoff game.
It shows your lack of faith, because the odds, you want me to tell you the odds? The odds were 50%. They basically play every other day. And if you're going on a deep playoff run, you're probably playing Memorial Day weekend. So you just didn't think. And by the way, I respect it, Al. You knew the Celtics were better than you. You never thought you were going to beat them. So you looked at the calendar and said, I don't have to worry about this. Let me give you some other advice.
Oh, boy.
If someone asks you to do something in the middle of June, you should say, hey, just in case there's a finals game or a parade, I may not be available to do it. So you got to think ahead, man.
Oh, I'm thinking ahead. My birthday's in June, too. So
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Better birthday gift the Knicks can give me than an NBA championship. I'm not a fraud. I love this team. I've been a fan forever through the ups and the downs. You know, I keep reading these rosters. I can't believe I stayed a fan reading the names on these rosters. It's insanity. But I listen, the only thing I've asked for the last two seasons, begged for on these airwaves and off the airwaves is, give me the Celtics fully loaded, fully healthy, and I'll take my chances. And it happened. And like you said, the Knicks were up 3-1 when Tatum got hurt, so I don't want to hear anything from the Celtic fans. Jaylen Brown was hurt. Porzingis had Nikolaitis. You know, he saw the Knicks playoffs. He got a little fragile and whatever the case may be. No, seriously, I hope he gets better. But here we are.
I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Because I've been asked this question a lot, and now I want to ask it to you, a variation of a question I've asked.
Okay.
You're a great Mets fan. You're a great Knicks fan. You're not a fraud. I'm just playing with you. And I do appreciate everything you've sat through with bad Knicks basketball. But I just spoke to the sports gods. They had a brief conversation with me, and they said Al has a choice, very simple choice.
Mm-hmm.
He can see a New York Knicks championship this year, or he can see a New York Mets championship this year, but can only be one. Which one are you taking?
Oh, this one's easy. I saw it.
Easy?
Yeah, it's easy. I was alive for 86. I remember it was yesterday. I need the Knick one to complete my championship of all my teams. I need a Knick one. I'm taking a Knick one.
Fair enough. I do forget that you saw 80. How old were you in 86, you said?
I was 8.
That doesn't count. Come on.
Ev, I remember like it was yesterday. I've shared the story. I fell asleep during game 6. My mom recorded game 7. I woke up Sunday morning. She said, they lost. Go watch it. I ate a bowl of Captain Crunch. I watched it on tape like it was live. They watched me from the other room, my reaction. The Mets won. I told them that they lied to me. And then Game 7 was rained out. People forget that. It was rained out.
Yes.
And then they played, I believe, on a Monday, if I remember correctly, because I got in trouble from a parent-teacher conference. But the Mets winning the World Series softened the blow.
Yeah, Giants played Monday Night Football that night, too. You talk about buzz in a stadium when something else is going on. That's like the originator of that. The only reason I can't disagree with you, it's obviously your opinion, so it's how could you be wrong? When I was 8 years old, it was like my first year understanding baseball was 1991, so I kind of remember it. If the Mets won the World Series in 1991, and I was sitting here today, same situation, everything played out the same, I think I'd probably be unsatisfied because I would say, yeah, I saw a championship, but I was too young to ever appreciate it. But yeah, I get it. I get it with the Knicks. So, all right, you pick the Knicks. Good for you. Well, Hopefully you don't get it.
No, I remember my mom, they were, out the window, popped a bottle of champagne. Bottle rockets were going off in Queens. I remember like it was yesterday. So I was lucky enough to see that. And I've always wanted to know, the Met fans that are always so negative after every pitch on social media, I wonder what percentage of those did see 86 and which percentage did not.
Oh, I think it's mostly didn't because I don't know if I'm a negative fan. I don't think I'm a negative fan. The only thing I'm really negative about is that I don't think I'll ever see a championship. So no matter how good one of my teams are, I always think it's going to end badly. Like the Nets had three superstars. I was never walking around thinking we were going to win an NBA title. I was always skeptical something would happen. Oh, 100%. Like people still give me crap like, oh, you thought the Nets would win a title. I'm like, yeah, find that tape. I thought the Nets were going to win a title. I was walking around waiting for the doom to happen. Even the Mets in 15, as great as that run was, to get to the World Series, I could never expect it. I could never see it happening. So I think there's a lot of Knicks fans who feel that way, and I do not blame them. I understand that. And I think that the negativity around some of the fan bases in this town, the Knicks, the Jets, and the Mets being, pretty big three of it, comes from the fact that we haven't seen anything. I think if you've seen it, maybe there's a little bit more positivity.
So what are your thoughts, Ev, real quick, on this current Mets team?
I mean, I like the team. There's some issues, but it's tough to get too crazy about it when you're sitting there at 29-17. I'd like to see them get a few more big hits with runners in scoring position. I'm skeptical the rotation's going to keep this up all year. But right now, I also have to tell myself, and we all have to tell ourselves this, this roster right now and this team right now and our feelings right now are going to be very different come September, October, because trades will be made. Guys who are unhealthy will be healthy, and unfortunately, vice versa. So I feel good about the roster. I feel good about the team. There are flaws with this team, but I also know I've seen enough baseball to know, you've seen enough baseball to know, that what you're looking at on May 17th will look very different in October if we're there. And if anyone doesn't believe me, just think of last year. Think about how you felt negatively on May 17th about this team. And then the fact that they somehow got to the National League Championship Series is kind of nuts. But overall, I'm trying to enjoy every day because I think, and I was saying this about the Knicks in all seriousness during the season, because a lot of people weren't enjoying the 50-win year. And I wasn't being a hater or a troll when I said this. I said, you guys got to enjoy the regular season and not get nuts about losing games in the regular season to good teams. Today, it doesn't matter. And by the way, that was proven true by you beating the Celtics in six. Like, yeah, those four regular season games really meant all that much. Give me a break. But you got to enjoy a good regular season. So with the Mets, and I think with the Knicks, I think it's a fair comparison. It's fair to question the things. It's fair to critique the things, but also enjoy when you're winning. And a 50-win year by the Knicks was winning. And so far, 29-17 is winning. And we should enjoy it.
See, I said the same thing. I was one of those people who couldn't enjoy the regular season as much because of I was scarred by the injuries the year before, and I just wanted to get to the playoffs healthy. So every time I watched the game, OG hit the deck, Cat hit the deck, I got nervous. And Brunson hit the deck, I would get nervous. I just wanted to get to the playoffs healthy, and now I'm enjoying all of this.
Well, it's easy to enjoy it now because you're winning. Yeah, of course.
And healthy.
Now you're having a great time. And I understand the injury concerns. Like, I would have a tough time as my season is going on, like being nervous that this guy's going to get hurt, that guy's going to get hurt, especially guys like OG who have an injury history, or even Mitch who's never healthy, and then all of a sudden now he is healthy. But I think when you're winning in the regular season, especially around here, when you haven't had a lot of it, you got to enjoy it. And I think the Mets are a great example of it because we have not had many years in which we could enjoy a regular season. Even last year, like it turned out to be enjoyable, but it was mostly stressful. Every freaking game was a playoff game from July on. And so hopefully, now that the NL East is going to be tight all year, but hopefully we'll be in a position where in August we know we're a playoff team and we can enjoy the wins when they come and not be stressed out over every little thing.
Ev, I appreciate this. Are we doing this monthly? Are we going to do this?
It depends how much you're going to pay me.
I already told you.
I'm just kidding.
I already told you. Lunch is on me.
All right. You know what? Here's all I want. Yep. I don't need lunch. Here's what I want. This is my cheap payment, okay? When you're at a Met game, doesn't even matter what game you're at, get me chocolate Mr. Softy ice cream with those rainbow sprinkles.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And you bring it over to my seat, and we're good. You got me for like 2 months for every Mr. Softy you get me. Nothing makes me happier than a Mr. Softy ice cream at a New York Mets game. Oh, baby.
So chocolate, Mr. Softy with sprinkles in a helmet or in a cup?
Oh, you know, well, at City, they got the apple, okay? And the apple's pretty big.
All right.
I, you know what? I'm good either way. Apple or helmet would make me very happy. But that's easy payment right there. And really, the payment isn't even paying for it. I'll Venmo you. It's getting it.
No, there. No.
You know me. I don't want to miss a pitch, bro.
No, you can stay in your seat with your scorebook. I'll bring the ice cream with napkins so nothing drips on the scorebook. We're good.
Perfect. You're the man.
Thanks, Evan. I appreciate you joining me, brother. I appreciate it.
See you later. Go Pacers.
All right. Oh, screw you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.